My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
What the fuck are you doing, man? Fucking come over on the side of the dumpster and take a shit.
I got diarrhea. I got diarrhea. I got diarrhea. I got diarrhea.
Yeah.
That was really good. I laughed the whole time.
Ollie Zeezer.
Oh, yeah. Ollie's such a champ at these.
He's really good at them, man.
Diarrhea.
Machines Within. Have all the haters.
I gotta tell you, I was in Houston yesterday and Machines Within has taken over Pooston. People love it. It's a smash hit song.
It is. Got some news about that coming up later.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait.
It's exciting. I'm coming into my home stretch. What a year of touring.
Goodness.
Holy shit. Thank you everybody that came to all the shows this year. It really was a blast for me. Once in a lifetime experience to go on a tour like that, you know? Theater tour.
Never
done
it
before. It's pretty cool. Here's how it's winding down for me. This comes out, this is Wednesday. I'm in Riverside tonight at the Fox, I think it's called the Fox Theater. And then they released 50 more tickets. That's
Whoa.
It
for,
at the Wiltern. So
man,
the Wiltern's
that show,
gonna be sold out on Saturday the 25th.
That's gonna be such a crazy show. Everybody we know in LA has texted us.
Yeah.
That is such a huge deal, Gene. I cannot wait for that.
I'm excited for it.
Big deal.
Big deal, Gene.
You're kind of a big deal if you're playing the Wiltern.
Well, I don't know about that, but I am excited to do it. And then
don't be modest. Your jeans are extra tight.
Then in a couple weeks I go to Fartniks. I haven't been there in a while.
Yeah.
Fartniks, Arizona.
As opposed to
I'm going to do
the other Fartniks.
Just 4 shows at Stand Up Live. I think 2 are sold out already.
Great venue.
That is a great club. It's like, it's a club, but it's basically a small theater.
But it's a small theater.
So just Friday, Saturday, that's December, I think, 8th and 9th. That is it. Like I said, I think 2 are already sold out.
Amazing.
And that's going to be in a few weeks, so they'll be gone. And then Hawaii, December 14th in Maui, and December 16th, the Hawaii Theater in Honolulu.
Do you think you should call it Maumee?
Maumee. So yeah, December 14th and 16th, Hawaii, and then that's it. The God's not going on the road for a while.
The God.
Yeah.
What you gonna do, G-O-D, with all that time?
I don't know. I'm gonna do an LA show, like a small show, probably in January, maybe February.
A small show meaning like...
Like to start off a local. New thing, yeah. A local thing.
It's exciting, because that's when you're special around special, that time.
I find out today my date.
Oh.
Yeah. couple
crazy.
Hours.
Crazy.
The release date.
Powerful.
Of my disgraceful new special.
What a great thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
All right. Guys, Pasadena Ice House, January 12th. I'll be headlining that show. I may put some friends on there, too. Make it a really fun night. We'll see. February 2nd, 3rd, Shartlick's Titty in Poo-tah. Wise Guys. Get it? Wise Guys Comedy Club. February 23rd, Calusa at the Calusa Casino.
I've been there. I've done that.
Yeah.
I've done Calusa.
Where is
somewhere like
Calusa.
I want to say it's kind of close to Sacramento, like in that area.
The sack?
I think so.
The balls in the sack?
Yeah, ball sack, yeah.
March 30th and 31st, Portland, Oregon at Herium Comedy Club. Very excited to go back there. Why do you say that? You know, I just have a pronunciation thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes I can't say the words right, Tom.
Okay. Anything else?
No, but I lost where I was before.
Well, the tickets, go to Christina P. Online for any of those tickets. For mine, go to TomSegura.com and hit the tour page. Don't Google the city. Go always to the artist page. You know why? Because that's how you avoid the scalpers and the crick. People hit me up. I can't believe you're selling $150 ticket. I'm like, dude, that's somebody else trying to make money from you. Don't do it. Get the regular normal price tickets. They're like $30, $35 or something, man. They're not $125. Anyways, just I throw that out there. Anything else?
Christmas is coming up. I hope you guys are doing your shopping on our stores, our merch stores.
Oh yeah, there's
sweaters.
Yeah, there's a new. I guess I'll say it now. There's a new item. Just hit the store. It's pretty exciting. I thought I was going to do this for it, but here it is.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't know machines you had a whole thing. Machines
within. Yep, is a machines within shirt.
Oh.
Terminator gun.
Yeah, Terminator gun. I got the wrong volume on it. So.
Machines within. Machines within.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited.
Coming at you. Here we go. I'll sing it.
It's Machines Within. Man. And also, this is also corresponding with a massive sale because we're doing Thanksgiving, Black Friday, whatever that is, sales. So if you go to the site, we have a huge sale going on starting, I think it's on Friday. So make sure you check it out. We have Santa Claus is Black. Santa Claus is Latino. Santa Claus is Asian. And a bunch of Christmas stuff. We have a Santa Claus wears jeans hat.
That's so good.
And sweater. 100% of the profits from the sweater, which is almost sold out, is all going to Children's Hospital of Los Angeles.
Awesome.
So, yeah, it's very cool. That's the only thing, by the way, if you get Santa Claus wears jeans sweater, it won't be on sale because it's a charity item. So the other things...
So we can give them more money.
Yeah. The other things will all be on sale. So there's that.
I think we should call it Brown Friday.
Brown Friday. That's a really good point. But what if you shit blood? Then it is kind of Black Friday. You know?
Black and Red Friday?
Yeah.
Wait. Black, brown, and red.
This reminds me. I also did Pete Holmes' podcast.
Oh, the porn star.
No. Pete Holmes, the comedian, star of the HBO show Crashing.
Oh.
He has You Made It Weird podcast. I did it. It's out today. So if you are
Palmcast.
Listening.
Palmcast.
Palmcast. Coming out. And he's really good at interviewing.
Yeah, I want to listen to you. I never listened to you on other podcasts. Yeah.
It's funny because you realize afterwards, you're like, oh, that person got me to open up. They just have like a really, I don't know, it's almost like a subtle way of this, you know, engaging you and getting you to be more open. And
Yeah. And did you guys, I mean, he's a really nice guy. Did he give you a massage after? Did you guys?
Yeah. Yeah, no, we took a bath.
Full release.
We took a bath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have some podcast news. I'm on Mark Maron's today.
His podcast?
His podcast this week, his episode. And then Dr. Drew.
I saw, by the way, a few messages from last week.
Yeah.
People writing in. They're like, did she just say Pacifically? And they were like, "That. How does she say that so long?"
I like when when some people don't, they're not in on the jokes yet.
I know.
And you're like, guys, come on.
People were lecturing. They're like, how is she saying Pacifically?
Yeah, hilarious. All right.
All right, go for it. It's time to get into this.
Palmcast.
So here we go, Gene. Here we go.
I just wanted to know how we got here. Wow. Not to offend anybody out there, but I just walked by some jeans, wore out jeans, holes in them, all cut up.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura. Tom Segura.
I'm offended at those jeans.
I just realized that you're wearing our jean hooded sweatshirt. Do we still have those? Are they still in the store?
I don't know, but it is my favorite
item.
It's
very comfortable.
It's comfortable. It's the right thickness level. Yeah. It's not too thick.
Yeah.
It's soft. And I like it because it's like a YMH reference, but it's not. It's not like
loud. It's,
yeah.
It's like, yeah. No one would know unless they know.
No.
That's what's cool.
And it's hilarious when I wear it. I like to wear it on airplanes because it's perfect. It's got pockets, a hood.
Yeah.
Anna, I know people eyeball it like, Gene, what's that all about? Like, is that your name?
Right. Is your name Gene?
But it kind of is.
It is Gene. Thanks to our electrician. It is Gene.
Gene? That was the best
is
day.
Gene here? Gene, do you want me to put another outlet
you want
in
me
your
to
living room?
Take a shit in your bathroom, Gene? He's the one that took
was,
a shit.
No, that was the carpenter.
Are you sure that's not that guy?
No, it was the guy that modified this desk.
Oh, shut up. He came back.
He's the one that took a big shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The electrician didn't.
Gene. I do have to say, I tried on a pair of deliberately torn nice jeans.
Yeah.
This last week. And I was kind of like, I can't pay a lot of money to have jeans that have holes in them. It just felt counterintuitive.
Yeah.
I agree with this guy that if you're going to wear your jeans, they got to be high, they got to be tight, and they got to be intact.
This is the head coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Roll Tide.
Nick Saban at his press conference, and a lot of people send this. They're like, did you see Nick Saban talking about jeans?
I just wanted to know how we got here. Not to offend anybody out there, but I just walked by some jeans, wore out jeans,
what?
Holes in them.
Oh, no.
All cut up. I just remember when I was a kid in West Virginia, I was ashamed to go to school because my jeans were wore out.
Right.
Only because we didn't have any better. Right. Now they buy them that way. I just can't figure how we get here.
Wow.
I don't know.
That was a real dad laugh right there.
A real football dad laugh at it. Yeah.
Well, that's what he's worried about right now in America, the state of the jean wearing.
Jeans.
That's what his beef is with the State of the Union.
That's it.
Wore out jeans.
There are other much more serious issues going on in our country right now.
Black guys would love to fuck and fuck good. If you're a hot black guy and you want to fuck me at $23.95, if you want to move in, you can move in, but you got to fuck me.
See,
I need to be fucked a lot. Man.
Yeah, this guy needs help.
Funny thing is,
and everything else,
man, I could totally understand if Nick Saban made this video too. If he was like, all the black guys that want to fuck me, you got to play here at Alabama, you got to be willing to get out there, and you got to fuck me, but I'll take it. If you can really play, if you can win me a national championship, fuck me, come here and fuck me.
You think that's how bad he wants it to win?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I think if you pulled some of these guys, some of the coaches, the big time coaches aside, and you were like, we have to cut off your child's pinkies and then you'll win national champ. They'd be like, cut it. Just do it quick.
Yeah, I think you're right. Because listening to them talk,
crazy. They're out of their minds.
Well, and the amount of sacrifice. Look, I don't know much about sports. I only know what you watch
on television. Sometimes I'm interested. That Vince Lombardi documentary.
Oh, I mean, that was,
he would have sold all of his children into slavery
for more Super Bowls.
Prostitution to win Super Bowls.
Oh, they're psychos. They become total psychos, especially the ones that win the most. They're just completely fucking out of their minds.
Yeah. I imagine you have to be that devoted to.
And like those in that documentary, they're like, he was unbearable to be around when they lost. Like, I'm sure Saban is definitely the same way.
Yeah. Well, he's worried about the gene situation in America right now.
Those fucking genes.
Pretty soon the kids
are, you just cut out completely.
Pants are sagging. Oh, yours did?
Yeah, totally.
Let me try replugging it in.
There you go. That one? Came back, yeah.
Okay. It was just loose.
Yeah, we had to from jail, homeless, or you're a thug.
You're a thug.
Yeah.
Wow, so much going on.
If you want to move in, you can move in, but you got to fuck me.
Yeah, it gets lonely around the holidays.
What I think that would happen is if somebody was like, we'll guarantee you like national championships, but these homeless guys have to be able to fuck you.
And
these guys would low key, like, if they're like, as long as no one finds out, yeah, these guys can fuck me. If it meant definite national championships, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I know some comedians that would do that.
For like stardom?
Showbiz,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
There are people that do that from parts of movies. Wait a minute, aren't we in a scandal?
Oh, that's right. We're in a scandal. Did you see the latest one that was totally unexpected?
Which one?
Well, I mean, they're all kind of unexpected, but Jeffrey Tambor.
I know.
He got, he is quitting Transparent, which is this award-winning show on Amazon, I think it's on.
Mm-hmm.
And he's won Emmys and I think been nominated for more. And the show is really highly celebrated. He plays a trans woman on the show, I guess is the star of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Was accused of harassing, I guess, two people on the show. And he just was like, you know, I've never meant anything by what I did. It was interpreted a certain way. I can't see how I could return to the show. So he just quit the show, like the star of the show. I mean, this is a celebrated show. I guess it's almost like, yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think of like, it's like the star of, you know, Orange is the New Black being like, I'm out. And they're like, what happens to the show, you know?
Yeah, I haven't read specifically the charges against him, so I can't really comment. I mean, Al Franken got taken down too.
Yeah.
Recently.
Another that actually has another accuser today.
No.
Yeah, this one, well, his are like, you know, it's still harassment, but like the one that today is that in at the state fair during a photo he did, you know, he's a state senator and would take just photos with all types of people. A woman said that he definitely grabbed her butt.
Oh, jeez.
And then he was like, you know, I never intentionally grabbed anyone's butt. And she was like, no, it was not my back. It was not my hip. He definitely grabbed my butt.
Isn't it? I was just thinking today on the drive home from LAX.
Yeah.
Isn't it absurd that in 2017 we have to tell men like, hey, guys, don't pull your dicks out and masturbate in front of women. Oh, yeah. Don't rape. Don't rape. Don't grab.
You're getting me fired up right now. You are.
Like, oh, yeah. Now.
That's inappropriate. How dare you? Sarah Silverman came out finally to speak on the Louis C.K. thing because the two of them have been friends for 20 years. And she's got a show right now, too.
She does. Yeah.
She came out and was like, look, it's a very hard thing to be so close to somebody. You know, I'm hurt and I'm torn. And I get it.
Her thing was actually pretty thoughtful and interesting. Actually, hers, I think, unrelated to the specifics, is actually an interesting concept in life because what she essentially said was, can you love someone that has done terrible things?
Right. Like, and can you love Heidegger if you know he's a Nazi?
Yeah, I guess that would be a version of that. So
can you love Charles Manson even though he's dead now? You're here,
gosh,
but let's not get on that
yet. But it would be interesting. Like, I always, you know what I think about when I like, bringing up Manson, is people who are really close, let's say, like the rest of us are like, that's a monster. But like, what if you're like cousin, sibling, you know, there's probably some part of you that's like, oh, I actually like that guy.
Uncle Charlie.
Yeah, Uncle Charlie's actually, he was always nice.
Well, that's, like, that's,
he always brought the best pudding. And,
right.
And he always had a toy for me. And was
right.
All, I mean, like some of them have to be like that.
Well, I think because not everybody's all evil.
That's the whole thing.
The time. Yeah.
And that's something that you understand as you get older. Because as a child, you process this person's all good or all evil.
Yeah.
You don't look at it as
a spectrum.
You don't look at it as a complicated thing. But people are actually complicated.
Oh, totally.
And so you do find sometimes that people can be good and have done bad things, and then you have to find some way to deal with that, you know, yeah. process that.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Well, and also Pamela Adlon, whose show Better Things on FX, I am thoroughly obsessed with. I mean,
that show
has ruined television shows for me because it's so funny and so real, and she's an amazing talent. Now, Louis and her co-created that show, and he co-wrote on some of the episodes. So now the debate is, do they pull the plug on that show?
Right.
Now, there's this great Time article that was like, why are you going to punish Pamela Adlon for something Louis C.K. did?
And I agree.
Isn't that a feminist thing to let the woman have
her show?
Yeah. Why are you taking her down because of...
Yeah,
that. So we'll see what happens. I hope she gets to keep that show because it's my favorite
thing.
They
pulled the plug on the animated series that was coming.
Yeah. See, that's a bummer because that's a lot of people that are...
That's people who are going into the holidays that lost all their jobs.
Because of that, it's not fair. You know, it's interesting. So I saw Ryan Sickler and Jay Larson yesterday.
Sickle Cell.
Yeah, in Houston, the Crab Feast guys. Yeah. And... and Ryan and I were going back to the hotel. We're talking about Louis. We're talking about Cosby. And he goes, you ever seen the video of Cosby coming out of the courthouse? Have you ever heard of this? Mm-hmm. He's coming out just as he's cleared of some charges, and he does the fucking Fat Albert. Hey, hey, hey. He does it like to the fans that are outside the courthouse. Yeah. If you want to Google it, try and find it. It's worth me vamping a minute so you can find it.
Yeah.
Which is just fascinating to me because you can always tell who's a real psychopath when they disregard what's happening in court, or they mock, or you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're so disrespectful to the law, like if I was in court, I would not be doing. Yes, this is it. You're gonna die. turn up the volume. Can you turn up the volume on this clip?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you get. Here he is. He's walking out of court. Photographers.
It's during deliberations. He hasn't been cleared.
Oh,
yet.
So he
That's
hasn't even been
crazy.
Cleared. Yeah. He's walking out of the courtroom.
This guy started to laugh for sure that was with him.
Right. And there's policemen escorting him out of the building. Yeah. I mean, you really have to be an aloof piece of sociopathic shit.
Yeah, that's pretty great. Wow.
How are you not worried, dude? Like, he's not worried. He's doing the Fat Albert.
You see this guy start to laugh? What? Watch his mouth. He starts to laugh.
I mean,
oh God,
but how crazy, but my point being, like, how much of a psychopath are you to not feel afraid or feel the severity of what you're in.
And or he's just trying to like bring, like lift some of the seriousness of what he's going, you know what I mean? Like
he's not dealing with it. Yeah.
Of course. So you're like, everything is so serious around you that he's like, anyway, here's another guy that always
I laughed so fucking hard.
Having created him.
Well, God, I guess you're my best friend, being I invented you.
Well, that's already a pretty...
there's your dad.
There's Daddy Manson.
Uncle Charlie.
Yeah, Charlie passed away.
How sad are you?
I am not sad that Charles Manson passed away.
I'm surprised. I'm sure there's been a Twitter outpouring of love and support for you on this very tragic day.
No. He was 83. He was a really bad guy.
83 is not bad for prison life. I got to tell you, that's pretty old for bad diet.
How long
diet.
Was he locked up for? Probably 40 some years?
Yeah.
50 years almost?
Since the 70s.
A long time.
He's a long time. And you think he would have gotten the swastika tattoo removed at some point?
It didn't age well. I'll say that. Because I saw a recent photo and it was like drooping, like one of the corners just started to melt away. It looks like it was like a uncolored Rubik's cube was falling down on his nose.
Right. I think they started as X's, right? And then they later turned into swastikas from what I remember.
No, he had a swastika.
Well, I read Helter Skelter in seventh grade, and I think his whole thing was they gave them X's on their foreheads, his followers, to be like they're X'd out of society.
Oh.
And then later it evolved into the pleasant swastika.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, that's hey, just a little, I didn't know if you knew that, being that you're such a big fan.
I knew that he was a big race war guy, so that's why I thought it was always a swastika.
Right. I think it started as... just X's, the cult that he
pretty
started.
Nutty thing to say. What ensues will raise your eyebrows to a whole new level.
What happens?
Upon being asked if he himself is Jesus Christ, Manson explains that there are actually many Jesuses all over the world.
Oh. There's all kinds of Jesuses. There's a black Jesus down in Florida. He's having a good time. There's a Mexican Jesus in Mexico.
Okay, it is believed by some that...
It's a theory.
Yeah.
God appears in many forms, but Manson's assessment probably isn't what most people have in mind.
Okay. It's a consciousness that lives in your mind.
Number 9. Charles Manson never killed anyone.
Yeah.
Charles Manson was convicted of...
You're right. There's an X on this guy's forehead.
Yeah. Started. See, I know these things.
Yeah, you're right.
Did you read Helter Skelter when you were like a teenager?
No.
Okay. I was goth. You know, I love the dark stuff. Yeah. You got to read Helter Skelter.
You're
great
dark-sided.
Read. Yeah. Great read. Real just light toilet read. It's about this thick.
About
the Manson clan, murders, the murders, what started it all.
Yeah.
It's really, really neat read.
Degree murder, but he did not directly kill even one of the victims for whom he went to jail.
Wow.
Rather, he ordered members of his quote-unquote family to carry out the Tate-LaBianca murders.
Oof.
So when Manson told Heidi Shulman in 1987 that he, quote, never killed anyone, there's arguably some accuracy to his words.
There you go.
What do you want to call me a murderer for? I've never killed anyone.
However, Manson's follow-up statement makes about as much sense as Helter Skelter.
I don't need to kill anyone. I think it.
Is Manson implying that he can kill people using his own mind?
Yeah. I think this is the interview where he told her she was overweight. Did you hear that? He's like, you need to lose some weight. And she was like,
And she got fat shamed by
by Charles Manson. Yeah.
Well,
he's like,
bummer.
You're a little plump.
Not your type. Now, is he the one that did he get married? You know how sometimes these assholes.
He did. He got married recently.
Oh, that's right.
A much younger woman. Yeah.
Yeah. Was she hot?
She's hot. Look, a lot of people are hot for him. I mean, in other words, like compared to him. So yeah, on the Charles Manson scale.
Yeah. What do you think's going on there in the women who choose a serial killer or just murderer as a life partner?
I mean, if you read Helter Skelter, then you're like, I got to meet this guy. I got to marry him.
Sounds perfect.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's
a world-class fucking psycho.
Yeah, he's top-of-the-line POS, this one.
Oh, man. He's a drifter, you know? He's just a worthless, just scumbag.
Well, I'll tell you what I remember of Helter Skelter. So he killed Sharon Tate and the LaBianca, their celebrities. She was a famous, gorgeous model.
Yeah, that was Polanski's wife.
Well, right. That's right.
Raped a teenager, yeah.
Right. What a neat family. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she was like 7 months pregnant with their baby.
Yeah,
and
it's pretty horrific.
He was a failed musician. Manson was a failed artist, and he hated successful artists and successful people, called them pigs, said that they, you know, they're sad, that it's a big setup, show business and Hollywood.
Yeah.
So he took it out on Tate. that, yeah, pretty horrific stuff.
Fuck, man.
And then the guy that created Full House bought the Manson murder home.
That's real crazy. To buy the house that happened and be like, just do it here. Build a house here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
No way.
Or that he can get into other people's heads and influence them to commit murder. In any case, it's nothing short of bonkers.
Yeah. In the spiritual world is where I live. I exist in places you never even dreamed of.
I don't know if I can say more.
Charles Manson is...
I'm pretty good on that. Thanks.
Now, is he your favorite of the crazy killer? I mean, even though he technically is not a killer, but he...
Yeah.
You know,
is he my favorite?
Like, who's your fave of the...
I don't have a fave.
Men from jail, homeless, or you're a thug...
Do you like Ted Bundy?
No, these are horrible people, Gene.
Yeah, but you love...
I don't love them.
Every night before I go to bed, I hear you watching the Unabomber, Ted Bundy, Jeffrey Dahmer.
I watch, you know, stories.
My stories.
I watch stories about, you know, bad people sometimes, yeah.
Who's your favorite?
I don't have a favorite. There's no favorite. I just like watching stories about crime.
Okay.
There is no favorite.
All right. Hey, no need to get so angry. Okay,
well,
crazy
saying,
eyes.
Like, there's no favorite, okay. Man. Fuck.
All right. Ted Bundy. I thought he was the handsomest of them all.
You shouldn't like him. He's
I don't
fucking...
like him. I'm saying if I had to choose one that I prefer to learn about, he was a smart guy. He was married, too.
Was he married?
Yeah, he got married in court.
Bundy was?
Yeah.
How do you know so much?
I talked to this girl last night about it because I do a bit now about like the wives of the Weinsteins and the Cosbys of the world. And then Manson came up and she came up to me after. She goes, yeah, Ted Bundy got married in court. He did it himself in court because he represented himself.
He did represent himself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. His story's real fucked up, man.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's, he was super deceptive and really articulate. For a lot of these guys are really uneducated and, you know, like drifter types like Manson.
Yeah.
But Bundy was
drifters.
higher IQ.
Yeah. Yeah. Smart dude.
Yeah.
Didn't he graduate law school?
He may have.
Or just college.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
He was fucked up, man. Really fucked up.
It's all about mommy. These guys get abused by their mommies and then they end up hating all the women.
Yeah. Puck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to your sons.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't understand, like, why you bitches and people is mad just because I say I'm black and Ancestry.com say I'm black.
What?
I don't know.
Okay.
Ancestry.com says this woman's black. I mean, for people listening, what does she look like to you?
Latina?
She looks Latina to you?
Yeah, I don't know. She's just like a pretty brunette girl, like with blondie highlights.
Like a white girl. Come on. She's like a white girl.
Yeah, like, you know, tan white girl.
I guess, yeah.
Her eyelashes
like,
are a lot.
At the end of the day, what is a race anyways? You feel me? Because, like, we all one. We all here in this world supposed to be equal. It's just in the past, people was messed up and stuff.
She really has that voice down, man.
Yeah,
if I close my eyes, I mean, if you're just listening to this podcast, I bet you swear that's just a black lady. Like, if Miss Pat was in here, she'd be like, Tom.
Yeah.
Remember when she thought you were doing her voice?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was hilarious. Miss Pat was like, your impression. I'm like, I'm not doing an impression. That's a real clip.
Yeah.
What did I play for her?
That girl's really good at the black lady voice.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible.
Jeez.
It was the farting clip. That's what it was.
Fart.
I played this.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. She goes, Tom.
She goes, you're impressing the black people. I go, it's not impressive.
Fart, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, weren't you talking to me about being trans?
Transracial?
Transracial.
That's what this girl is.
She's transracial.
Yeah.
But she says that her ancestry.com thing makes her black.
Yeah. Maybe she sees where they go like, and you're 7% sub-Saharan. She's like, see? I'm African.
Yeah. Isn't everybody like point something
yeah,
black?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I mean, not me. My bloodline's impeccable.
This is, this girl is, I guess she goes by I'm Wo Vicky, and she's been getting a lot of hate. I don't think that ancestry is going to give you a lot of clearance there, you know? Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silence.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But, like, now, like, we should all be one. We shouldn't be looked at by race. Oh, they this color. Oh, they that. We should be looked at as one. It shouldn't even be what Ancestry.com said or what they look like or what their hair look like.
I want to know so much more about her, though.
I know.
Like, what's her home life like? What's her school life been like?
Yeah.
Her whole upbringing. When did she completely appropriate somebody else's vernacular and culture?
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of questions I got about you.
You know what I'm saying?
When did those eyelashes happen?
Yeah.
She's got like five layers of
eyelashes.
She's got
nice teeth.
Great teeth.
Yeah.
She's got really teeth. Nice teeth. But the eyelashes are it's too many.
Eyelashes are crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I mean, I know it's cool to fill them in right now. Women are getting the fakies.
Yeah.
But I think that's like one layer or five layers too many.
Maybe for the night out, you could do something. But this is just, she's just on that house on the couch just making videos.
It should just be, oh, they're human too. You feel me? Like, it shouldn't even be like that. But people want to make it like that and shit. I don't understand.
Well, you're...
I get that you don't understand.
Every nail is a different color on her hand. Did
she
see that?
Yeah, she went for it.
What is that? Now, ladies are doing one nail a different flavor, right? Like the second to last. What's this one called? The ring finger? I've been seeing that one. They'll do like glitter. But to have every one of them different, well, that's kind of punk.
Yeah, I guess. Feels like a lot of work, right? You got to change.
Man, That's a part-time job, getting those nails done all the time.
Yeah.
Getting them filled, getting them, you know, glitterized and shit. That's a fucking lot of things, a lot of time.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Would you do that?
Would I?
Get fake nails.
Yeah, I guess.
If you were a lady?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
I would do it. I like the look. But I don't like the utility of that.
Yeah, there's no utility. You can't even pick your nose. How do you wipe your ass with long nails like that?
And you see people like they're touching their phone and their hand has to go.
Yeah. Yeah, it's stupid.
So that they can use their phone. Like, it just disrupts everything.
Yeah. I like them short and clean. Utility.
So where's this guy?
Unless I can pick my nose better with no nail.
The guy that that sent in... The Machines Within. His name is Jordy.
Yeah.
And he said he played it for the crowd.
Yeah.
You see that?
Yes. He sent it to my Twitter.
Yeah, this was... he's in China. Look at that. Look how many people are there.
Mommies, want to let you know I just played Machines Within.
It's an arena. It's an arena.
Full of... China's going crazy. Nanjing. That's right. F all the haters. Machines within. That are gone.
That's nuts. So he must have... Is he the one that sent in the club mix? That's what I'm guessing it was.
Okay.
Because we got a few weeks ago and...
F all the haters.
F the haters. F all the haters. Went kind of nuts. Let me see if I can find this here.
Well, while you're looking for that...
Yeah.
I will, I'm going to read this email about dick tattoos.
Yeah, dick tattoos was a topic of conversation, and we kind of wanted to get into how somebody gets their dick tattooed.
Yeah.
Right? We were talking about it a few weeks ago.
Right, because it seems very difficult, and it doesn't have to be erect.
Right, well, also because what led to it is that some people have asshole tattoos, and some people have vagina tattoos, and then dick tattoos also exist, and we thought about... Well, how did that artwork get there? And, you know, is it hard? How do you do it? So we had an artist actually wrote in, right?
Yeah. He writes, so he qualifies it by saying he's not an expert, but he's been tattooing for almost 4 years. He writes, turns out you do not have to be erect to receive the procedure. Christina was on the right track in thinking of the stretching of the skin that is the important part. While I personally have never tattooed a dick, I've seen the procedure and have asked other artists that have their dick tattooed Tattooing both flaccid and erect dicks have complications. For example, if you receive a tattoo on an erected penis, at that time it may only take up a specific area. But as the penis would become more flaccid, the image would shrink dramatically. Try blowing up a balloon and draw on it, then deflate it and look at the image. How I've heard they do it in prisons is to stretch it around a soda can.
Yeah, we heard. I also saw a tennis ball.
Oh, that would make sense. Yeah, that way they have the stability underneath. Tattooing scrotums are another problem entirely. You have to have either the client or another artist help stretch the skin between two hands in the old bat wing style to create flat tissue to work on. Help, this answers your questions. Shits definitely push the farts. Uriah. Thank you, Uriah.
Thanks for the help.
Shits definitely push the farts.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
so
really
that, so
good.
You do have to stretch it. A tennis ball is interesting.
That is interesting.
Yeah. Did you find the source?
Well, so, okay, let's see. I have...
Machines with haters.
For the haters. No, I was thinking of... I must have been thinking of the She's Retarded song. That's what I was thinking.
Oh.
You know, that's the song. She's retarded. Yeah, this is... That's from Sully. Because people were really into this song. Everybody thought this was a banger. Yeah.
That's what Miley Cyrus calls them. The guy that sent this to us is Jordy at Jordy Does on Twitter.
Yeah, he did. So he said he played it, but I was just wondering, did he play a version that he made? You know, like that's the part that I was trying to figure out.
Yeah.
Because this, let's see, does this say Jordy on it?
I have another beat down for you.
No, this is Michael.
Okay, here we go.
So silly. It's so funny. This guy, Jordy, at Jordy, G-U-Z on Twitter, he writes in his bio.
Yeah.
He's like, tweets ending in /J are from Jordy. All the other ones are too. You know how Studio G does it too, yeah. Like that? Stupid Garth.
Yeah, no, I don't see Jordy haters. As one of the producers on one of these, so I don't know which one he played.
Can I see my song?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Another beat down for you. I try to practice my own song. This is my introduction to my song. Coming at you. Here we go. I'll sing it.
That's so stupid.
Machines with machines.
So that's from a few weeks ago. More Machines Within came in. We got one here by, it's called Fresh as Fuck Machines Within by Ben.
Okay.
More of a chill approach to it. Right?
It's like a sexy.
I feel like this is at a trendy hotel lobby.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
yes. Nailed it.
It's 500 a night. There's a pool in the lobby.
Nailed it.
People are swimming
around. Mermaids swimming around, yeah. Yeah, I got
it. Then this is Machines Within by Dave. See what this one is.
Just scratch your nuts.
Just like my crotch area. So many different interpretations. Really heartfelt.
Yeah.
Wow. It's very nice, Dave.
Well, that's what's great about the song and the concept is that it's so high concept. It lends itself to constant unfolding, constant interpretation.
Here's one by Daniel Thomas Music.
I have another beat down for you. Coming at you, here we go. Terminators, Matrix, go. Terminators, Matrix.
Oh, wow. Burr, 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 burr.
go.
Mayhem. Destruction. Mayhem. Destruction.
I like it. It's dark.
Destruction. Mayhem.
Here we go.
T16. 100%. What's real?
Okay. It's kind of scary.
Here we go.
It's kind of scary. And then here's Machines Within Funk by Andrew.
Machines Within.
Go, Andrew. So a lot of Machines Within.
Yeah,
pretty impressive, man. I'm very impressed, actually.
I'm proud of myself.
What did what's his name? I thought I saw an email or a tweet from Obi-Wan saying that he had sent one in.
The Obi-Wan cannoli.
Obi-Wan cannoli. Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, here we go. He wrote. He did a She's Retarded song. Obi-Wan did. Let's see.
It's really good.
He always does a good job.
Yeah. So talented. It's good. I like this. Damn, it's a hit.
Yeah. That's impressive, man.
So good. Now, Obi-Wan Kenobi is one of the original creators of music.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Now I see that his thing is in my folder.
Oh, okay.
I searched an email for it, but it's actually
The Obi-Wan?
It's in the She's Retarded, because I was looking for it as a Machines Within song.
Oh.
So it's a She's Retarded song, obviously.
Very good.
Jason from Sacramento also sent a She's Retarded song in. Obi's was really good.
He's always outstanding, though.
He did that crazy Peter Kane song.
Oh, my God. So good.
Yeah.
Please, sir, officer, don't arrest my girl today.
Oh, my God.
It's not her fault that she spit into your face.
Wow.
There is a reason why she has to act this way. It's 'cause she's retarded. Yeah, she's so retarded.
Oh my God.
Please, sir, oh officer, don't throw my girl to the ground. It's not her fault that she drools all around. There is a reason why she
I love it.
It's so
it's like,
good.
It's like a beautiful.
It's 'cause she's retarded. Yeah, she's so retarded.
This song could be like an iTunes so hit.
Oh yeah.
Like he could put this up and then people are like, what?
This is,
what's he saying? So
Jason from Sacramento.
It's really good.
That's really good.
That
man.
Is so funny because it's so low key.
Yeah.
You could be hearing this in like Nordstrom or in a mall somewhere.
I know,
like,
it's Starbucks.
Yeah.
What is
it? Wait, is he saying she's retarded?
That's why she drools everywhere?
I swear. I would love it so much if anybody could play that at their place of business. If you work at like a Starbucks or
play
like a
song.
Retail store,
yeah.
If you could send it. when
people
I
people doing their own mining their
just
own
like
business.
And then being like, what? Because when I used to work in retail, I worked at a place called the May Company. It doesn't exist anymore. It's basically Macy's now.
Yeah.
And Shauna, my best friend, and I used to play goth music when we worked in the young adult section.
Yeah.
And it was the most fun to play like Bauhaus inside of essentially a Macy's.
Yeah.
And my boss every now and then be like, could you guys change the music in here? This is kind of weird. We're like, what? Oh, it is?
Yeah. You're right. You have to act like they're like, yeah, I don't know what this is.
That's the most fun to play like Joy Division in the juniors department.
There's one more. So here's a Girlfriend's Retarded by Tom. Oh, he hit himself.
A Green Day.
You know, it's very good, Tom. I mean, there's a lot of, like I said, a lot of talented people out there. A lot of interpretations of Machines Within and She's Retarded, you know? A lot of different interpretations.
Free rent, you get a lease in a case. Fuck.
We're really drawn to that guy. That guy, yeah. That and the guy who shit.
We can't say, but is our special guest coming in next week? Yeah, they are.
Yes.
That's going to be exciting. See, we're going to play that for them.
Right.
We have a special guest coming up.
Yes.
We can't announce yet.
Well, don't, because you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I know. But it's planned, and it'll be really fun.
Really fun. We got a big one. Well, let's not get too hype about it.
Okay.
You know what would be good to do? I just had an idea. There's a great Bauhaus song called She's in Parties. If anyone out there can make it She's Retarded.
Yeah.
From She's in Parties, that would be great.
Is this
She's
the,
retarded.
Oh, look, this is a Sup Shitlers.
Oh, okay.
I actually have my dick tattooed. I thought it would be a great idea to get drunk in a friend's tattoo studio one night and get Born to Fuck tattooed on my shaft by my boy. No, I did not have to get hard for it, and the idea of being hard for a dick tattoo sounds cruel and unusual. Mommy Jeans was correct in her assumption that the dick needed to be pulled and stretched high and tight to get the crust off. The pain was normal compared to any other tattoo I've ever received, and all in all was a hilarious and positive experience. Also, it makes for a good icebreaker every time I 69 with a new broad. Try it out. F the haters. And most importantly, wash your nuts. Jeff from Filler Up Delphia.
Oh.
He has Born to Fuck on his dick. I mean, what would do you think you would be like?
Tremendous.
You would laugh, or do you think you'd be this is a real red flag?
It's a red flag.
It totally is.
It's a red, but it makes me laugh.
Yeah.
And I'd be friends with him. But I don't know if that's marriage.
But what if you guys, but if you were like about to hook up and you're like, whoa, you see Born to Fuck on someone's dick.
I don't know, man. I'd be like, this guy's like, he's too crazy for me. Like
he's too crazy.
He's too wild for
but
me.
But he's funny to go yeah. like that.
But know? I feel like that guy's got way more life experience than me. I feel like yeah. I'd be so boring for him.
But,
you know?
But I mean, knowing you, because I know you pretty well, I feel like your brain would go to like, hold on. If this guy's got Born to Fuck tattooed on his dick, he definitely is a card-carrying disease holder.
Yeah, I would think that.
That's what I think you would think.
Well, because I'd be like, well, he's clearly had more partners than me because he's got his dick. I'd assume that he's kind of slutty.
No, I think, slutty. And you might think, like, this dude has AIDS for sure. Like, that's what I think you think.
Yeah. I think it, because it might look dirty to me.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, oh, yeah, this guy's got AIDS. Yeah. I would actually. Yeah. Would you think the girl had AIDS? That
if
had
you
like
said
a
Born to Fuck on her puss, I would, I would laugh. I would laugh hard if I saw that. And then I'd be like, yeah, why don't we double bag this one? Probably. Yeah. Born to Fuck on a chick's puss is intense.
Well, it's a little more cray-cray on a woman.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, the dude is nuts, but you also kind of go like, this is probably party guy. Like, this is the fun guy.
The guy, he had a few, like the email
like,
said.
Yeah. And that's what I would just, like, if I met a guy that had, that'd be like, this dude's a fun time. Like, he likes to get a laugh, so.
Right. But party guy gets hammered and puts it anywhere.
Exactly.
That's the problem.
That's the problem, yeah. But if a chick, now I know a chick, she was, I forget what city, didn't show us, but other people were like, oh yeah, she's got a butthole tattoo. And I was like, I was really intrigued by that. I was like, you have a butthole tattoo? Yeah. And she was like, yeah.
What's it? Do you know what it was?
I forget. I'd have to look it up. I mean, you know, like search for it. Because it was also like trending somewhere.
A butthole tattoo. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, why not? No one sees it.
I forget the details, but I definitely met someone that got their butthole tattooed. Yeah. I mean, that again, like she's probably party girl, right?
Now, I got to ask this question.
Yeah, ask it.
How do you do eyelids? I've seen those tattoos. I mean, don't you pull it out? But then don't they have to rest the skin on something? Much like the penis tattoo, you have to rest it on a ball.
But this is easy. Like this, the
zoinks.
Square footage here, it's small,
they can
right?
pull
so
it.
You can pull, work on an area, pull on the next area. Yeah, make it tight, taut.
Remember when some casino company, gambling place, was paying people to tattoo their foreheads?
Well, people were like looking for to how they could make. They're like, "We'll give you $100,000," and they're like, "Yeah, tattoo like you know,
fights.com yeah, or something
like,
stupid."
What is it like? It was like
Casino like, Royale yeah, or something like
GamblingEmpire.com yeah. or something on your fucking forehead.
I think it was less than $100,000, Gene. I want to say it was like $10,000 or $20,000.
Oh, Jesus,
I'm really, serious.
Depressing. Hey, tattoo this on your fucking face, dude.
No, your forehead,
yeah,
bro.
That's what I'm saying. That's yeah. your face.
Damn, son.
Yeah.
Damn. I'm terrified of that.
We have a response here. I didn't see this. To response to Machines Within Contradiction.
Oh.
Hey, Hitler, I have a theory about the lyrical genius of Machines Within. In the lyric, F the haters, F all the haters, is it possible that we have just assumed that the F stands for fuck? I'm proposing that he may be saying, forgive the haters. Forgive all the haters. This adds credence to the line, much love, no hate.
Oh.
Maybe he's a moose soup loving redneck that just loves rapping about nonsense, or maybe he's the second coming of Jesus who happens to be working on his flow. Just something I was thinking about while I was tripping on 10 to 12 Benadryl. I got a bad, bad bite, Ben from Illinois. That's a really interesting analysis.
Yeah.
F the haters, forgive all the haters. It
could be. I mean, juggalos are about peace and love and unity. So
yeah,
he is a juggalo, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a really great theory. Very thought-provoking.
He has another... I mean, that is very thought-provoking, that he's forgiving the haters. I mean,
could
that
be.
Really is Jesus-like.
Could be.
Machines Within Guy has another submission.
No.
Yeah.
My introduction, my song I just made on Facebook, it's called Crazy, Isn't It? Well, here I go. I'll drop that verse for you. Crazy, isn't it? Crazy, isn't it? Drop that verse. Drop that first. Got the knife. Crazy, isn't it? Got that knife. Crazy, isn't it? Crazy, isn't it? Yes, yes, yes.
He has such a specific style. You know, it's one of the things I would get to is like, it's very hard to get into the rap game and have a style that's unique to yours. You know, like it takes me back to like when I first got into hip hop and like people would sound like each other. And then somebody would come on. You're like, wow, that sounds so different. I remember like Tretch from Naughty by Nature, mm-hmm. Busta Rhymes comes to mind. Guys that had such a unique approach to writing mute, like to lyricism.
Their cadence, and such, yes.
The flow. And this guy, I wish I knew his name also. I mean, who else sounds like this?
Crazy, isn't it? Crazy, isn't it? Drop that verse. Drop that verse. I'm the one that was forgotten. Crazy, isn't it? Crazy, isn't it? Crazy, isn't it? Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Again.
He likes simple.
But yeah, here's the genius to it. Okay. At first, I was a little blown away. But then you look at it. Okay. Look at the marketing on this. Mm-hmm. He's got the bloody, for those of you not watching, he's wearing, is this a hockey mask?
Yeah. It's almost like that Jason mask.
Friday
right?
the 13th.
Yeah. It's he's got the eyes cut out. And then there's like four
Hannibal Lecter mouth thing.
Yeah.
And then he's got like a bloody tarp on.
Uh-huh.
And he's clearly
holding a knife
and he's taping it in his apartment because you can see the smoke detector mm-hmm. behind him, which is always a key component of these videos, is you got to do it in your shitty apartment. But I have to say, for this audience, not ours, meaning a particular audience, this is kind of right on the money here. Crazy, like the theme, crazy, isn't it? I'm the forgotten one. Like it's, again, kind of brilliant. Now, does he have the, he needs the right producer. We've said this before.
We've tried to hook him up with people. I'm still working on it.
Right. The Raw, I hate to say it, but I'm, this could be another hit. Yeah. Just because this, the simplicity.
I reached out to Pete Rock. I've reached out to Just Blaze. I've reached out to Swiss Beats. I have a message out to Dr. Dre.
Okay.
I'm just trying to, like, what? I don't know if he's West Coast. I'm just trying to get the right guy. Timbaland got an email. I know we're trying to get him in the right hands. Because we realize what we have here
yeah.
is other level.
I'm being serious. Like, I think.
I know.
I sense you're joking. This could be a big song. Like, for the people who like music, like Guar or, you know, whatever that late, the Insane Clown Posse, yeah. people like that like that music.
Yeah.
This falls right in line with that stuff.
Crazy, isn't it?
Not
Stop
bad.
That verse. How crazy, isn't it? Innocent, innocent, crazy, innocent, isn't incident, innocent, incident, isn't it, incident, isn't it, incident, innocent, victims, victims, crazy, isn't it?
Crazy, isn't it? Innocent incidents.
I'm kind of brilliant, bro. I mean, this is a whole genre of like rock metal. What I don't know what it's called, but what's it called? The like horror metal or something? Like what is Guar or whatever that is?
There's a nice light fixture he has though.
Oh, that's a light. I thought it was a smoke detector.
Crazy, isn't it? Yeah. Innocent, innocent.
See, it's
innocent.
Kind of brilliant.
Incident, incident, innocent. Crazy, isn't it?
Good lyrics.
Crazy,
No, crazy, the lyrics are good.
I get the feeling that it's all on the spot, off the cuff, too. I don't think he writes anything down.
Like Jay-Z.
Just like Jay-Z.
Yeah.
That's exactly who I'm thinking of. He
gets in the studio and just
goes, yeah. This is what I'm going to talk about today.
Turn on my headphones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy, isn't it? Crazy.
He's good at repetition, too.
Drop that verse. Drop that verse. Psychopath, psychopath. Crazy, isn't it? Crazy, isn't it? Much love, no hate.
Yeah.
No hate. No hate, no hate. Much love, no hate. Much love, no hate. Much love, no hate. So it's cool in this place. So drop that verse. Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah,
not
really
bad.
Good. Really good. I'm impressed.
I'm impressed.
Crazy, isn't it? Oh, it's Nick. Sorry, his name is Nixie. Playing some of you. I dropped a verse from Cutter the Killer Clown's YouTube. Okay, that's his name. So this guy registered it to 140 BPM, added a simple drum loop, and nothing else in my mind was blown. So this guy actually took what we heard and just kind of messed with it a little bit, just kind of tweaked it, like you said. Basically got with a good producer. He said the perfect cadence through the entire, this guy's really, really working on his flow, no bullshit. He might be the realest rapper in the game today. Just from Nick C. Let's see what he made here with this.
My introduction, my song, oh, crazy, isn't it? Well, here I go. I'll drop that verse for you. Crazy, isn't it? Crazy, isn't it? Drop that verse. Drop that verse. Got the knife. Crazy, isn't it? Got that knife. Crazy,
It's not quite there, but it's getting there.
Right.
Yes, yes, yes. Crazy, isn't it? Crazy.
It's a first try. It's a first pass.
Drop that verse. Drop that verse. I'm the one that was forgotten. Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, he just needs, you know, a little more.
Yeah, a little more love on that beat. It's going in the right direction, though. I like where this is going.
It's a good point. I mean, it really is interesting.
Wow.
Cultural Brown question. Do you feel Shit to Shower is a cultural cornerstone for Hungarians since both Tina and Adam Carolla engaged in the backwards ritual? Furthermore, do different nationalities have their own unique brown time rituals, such as Italians, like myself, being notorious back to front wipers?
What?
Thanks a bunch, Jeans. John. I didn't know Italians were like that.
I didn't know that either.
Maybe I should ask Sebastian.
Yeah, ask
Sebastian. I feel
Sebastian.
Like he's the spokesman for Italians.
I will say my Indian stepfather, when he came to America in the 70s, did not know that you could sit on our Western-style toilets. And he squatted on our toilets until his roommate walked in on him shitting one day like that and was like, bro, you don't have to do that.
You sit on it.
You sit on it. So that's a different way, I would say.
That's crazy. He stood on the seat.
He stood and squatted, because that's how you do it in the old country, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There's just a hole in the ground. You ever shit in the Eastern world?
Never.
Yeah, I haven't shit
Can I tell
that
you something?
Way. I peed, though.
Don't want to experience it.
No. It's, you
that's
know what?
One of the, sometimes people go, you want to experience this new thing? And you go, nah. I'm all good on experiences.
I'm all good. But here's the good part about squatting is that it does give you a cleaner break.
Yeah.
I've heard that the cleanup is far less. It's more natural.
Well, it is. And it's the whole concept behind that, the squatty potty. Yeah. Which the whole concept is like we're made to shit that way. So I understand that.
Yeah.
Because what happens is like the further, like if you stand up and squat down, that is how your body is designed to release shit.
Sure.
You know, your knees go up. Your asshole hangs down low.
Sure.
And it's just like a perfect escape valve for...
Escape, I think.
Yeah, for your bowels.
Yeah.
And that whole thing is that, like, on the squatty potty is that you're sitting down and your feet are elevated, so it's pushing, you know, it's making you kind of... You're seated, but you're in that position more.
Right, like childbirth, they push your knees up to your chest to get that position.
I'd rather do that, though, than go for the full experience. Don't need it.
I don't need it. I don't really like it. I don't need the thigh. You know what I mean? Like, it's not relaxing to me to have to squat like that.
I don't want to do it.
I want to chill when I'm on the toilet.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to order my groceries and stuff online, do my shopping? I'm squatting.
Squatting, no.
No, come on.
I don't know how to do it.
I forgot.
You got a good one?
Well, we were talking the other day.
Yeah.
About your dad, my most favorite person on the planet. And you were doing your Top Dog impression for me the other day. And I don't know. Can I talk to Top Dog a little bit?
You're trying to role play with me?
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. Top Dog, because we talked about a time when you would be single. Like, what would happen if your wife passed away before you?
Meet people, date. Okay. And I probably wouldn't marry again, but I would go on dates. I'd have my fun, you know. Blondes. I like blondes. I like big tits, and I like blondes. And it's probably, you know, I would have my fun, but I probably wouldn't marry again.
Yeah. Talk about if you're going to take a woman out on a date, what would you do with her?
I like movies. Okay. I like movies. I like dinner. All right. So I'll probably go see a movie or something like that. I'd probably say, would you like to come inside after?
Top Dog, are you a good public speaker?
Very natural. Yeah. I'm very good at it. Some people just have it. I'm very thoughtful, and I know how to make people laugh, and I know how to engage people and entertain. This is very good. I'm very natural at it.
That is exactly how he is.
It's totally his answer. 100% his answer. I'm actually repeating an answer.
Okay. It's like
that's him just being funny.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
he just called.
Tommy, multiple choice.
What did it have to?
You sound. Are you okay?
I feel so funny. I can't believe I'm laughing this hard.
Yeah. Yeah. That's him just in the glory of his own.
Remember the blonde jokes era that we were doing all the blonde jokes with him? He just loved those.
Loved it. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God. So speaking of like dad, parents, we got so excited last week at the potential of this about how when my dad turned 70, I kept saying at that get together with my parents, I kept asking my mom if she was going to 69 my dad before he turned 70.
The last night of being 69.
Yeah, I was like, are you going to 69? She was like, what? And she had no idea. No idea. So we asked you guys to ask your folks if they would, like, ask your mom if she's going to 69 your dad on his 70th or right before his 70th. And some of you really came through. Thank you for that.
How old is Don?
52.
You think you'll be with him when he's 70?
No.
You think that's a possibility?
Could be. Why? What's going to happen when he's 70?
Do you think the night that he turns 70, you guys are going to 69? I'm asking for a thing.
What are you doing? I'm not going to answer these questions because they're stupid.
She's so mad.
That's exactly what I wanted.
She's so upset.
She but leaves.
You don't have to leave the house.
Oh, that was great. That was fantastic.
She shut down.
Justin, thank you
so
for doing
quiet.
That.
So quiet. Oh my God, that's
that was so funny. Please keep doing this. Ask your mom if she's in a 69. Here's an audio one that came in.
Did you ever deal with dad when he turned 69 that you give him a 69 on that day?
Ew, no. That's gross.
That is Sky from Michigan.
Good work.
And then you sent me one. Is this a different one, I'm assuming?
Yes,
right?
Yes. This one just got sent in today.
Where did you forward it to my...
me.
Yeah. Where is that? Okay, I see it. All right. Oh, here we go. If I can open this.
I love how upset it makes moms.
Of course. From Samantha.
Why would you get upset? I think it's so funny. It's so silly that your son would ask you something so crazy.
Yeah. Why is this?
Okay. It would be from your mom's podcast at gmail.com. I forward it to you from that
account.
I see it.
I'm trying to get it to open here.
F all the haters. Okay. Oh, God. It's so funny. I wish my mother were alive so I could ask her that, because I don't even think she knew what 69 was. 69? What is 69?
Yeah, my mom definitely didn't know. Let's see.
Is this what you're bringing out?
Okay, wait.
My 30th and my 40th and so forth.
Yeah.
And I said I remember 40. I don't remember 50th at all, but this was my 40th.
Well, then have some of that water. Oh, gosh.
Hey, speaking of milestone birthdays.
That's a big
milestone?
Yeah.
Donut.
18? No, your most recent one was 70, right?
My most recent birthday?
Milestone.
Oh, milestone. Yeah.
70?
Yeah.
Mom.
Yeah.
For dad's 70th birthday, did you guys like 69 to celebrate, to go in?
Did I what?
Did you guys 69 for dad's 70th birthday to celebrate?
Jeez.
What? 69 to celebrate? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's a terrible question.
What a terrible question.
I know what you're talking about, too, but I'm wondering if you're talking about the last year's parents.
I'm going to take their silence as a yes.
Oh, my God. That was great. The whole family there. That was perfect.
That was perfect.
So that says, we celebrated, and this is the email, we celebrated my boyfriend's 30th birthday. And then he asked his mom and dad about that. That came from Samantha. That was unreal.
The dad got it. The dad started laughing.
He was loving it, yeah.
The mom was like, what?
That was amazing.
Did she say that she knew what it was?
Yeah. She's like, I think I know, but I can't believe you're asking that. That was really great. So, yeah, 69. Ask your mom if she's 69, your dad is 70. It's so stupid. I think that's why I like
it's
it so much.
It's so stupid.
God damn.
Oh, God.
Here's another silly question we got.
Oh, God.
Six-fingered questions. Let me get into it. Some people have six fingers on each hand. How do they decide which finger is the middle finger?
Oh, my God.
Are they better at guitar and saxophone and fingering butts? Numerically, yes, they are. But sometimes you can have too much of a good thing. I think all three of us know how good fingering can be, too. How do they count to 10? Is their base 10 system of counting based on 12s? Do they say, give me 24 minutes instead of give me 20 minutes when they're late? Obviously, you're the machines within. I trust you with these issues. Denim Forever, someone with only 10 shitty fingers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I have seen. Have you met a six-fingered person?
I've only seen it in that movie. My name is Inigo Montoya.
I've seen it a few times.
Shut up.
I swear.
Who?
I've met people with them. I've met people with six toes also.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have like a little extra digit on the side there.
Wow.
Yeah. Apparently, I've actually saw something about, you know, evolution-wise that one day we won't have pinky toes.
I've heard this.
They said that there's no, you know, that you eventually will not have them because there's not... really, you don't get a lot from, but I feel like you get balance from them, obviously, right?
I would think so. Extra balance.
Yeah.
And they say your pinkies are kind of arbitrary as well. Yeah. However, no, don't you need them to play piano or the flute? I don't know.
Well, yeah, but I mean, how many people
do that? I don't know. I don't fucking do anything productive.
I don't know. But yeah, anyways, that's a really good question. If any six-fingered people are out there or know of six-fingered people, will you ask them if they will just refer to things in 12s? Or what if they have six and five? Do they just use 11s?
It's got to be 11.
It's a loaded question. right?
Get my water.
Okay. There's water behind you. I think it's a really interesting question. Here we go. This super, what is this? Okay, this says from Blue Band here. He says, this guy, what does this guy do? He's a professional. He filled himself up, sealed himself shut.
God, what?
Christina, have you ever had any close calls like this on television or on stage? Like early on in your career? So let's see what he does. Hold on.
Useampia provinsseja sisällä.
Suomi ei ole provinssi, vaan
ministeriö. I know what the title is.
Oh, no, but he doesn't do anything. He's nervous.
Eli ikään kuin maakunnille.
He doesn't do anything.
Eli eri puolella.
No, but he's not going to.
Ja kansanäänestyksen lisää.
Not looking.
Mikä,
it's over.
I'm not looking. And I know
it's
something
over.
Bad because I
it's
read
over.
The title of the clip.
I know, it's over. Ugh. But all he does, I'll tell you what he does. He just goes like that.
Okay.
He just almost
I don't like
up.
It. I don't like it.
He just got really nervous.
I don't like it. Next clip.
Can you watch it?
No.
He doesn't throw up.
I don't want to watch it. I don't like it.
But he doesn't throw
I don't
up.
Like it. You know I don't like it. I'm not going to watch. Okay. You're not going to get me to... What, you think I'm stupid that I'm going to watch the clip with puke in the title?
No. Okay.
Come on. Right. I'm not putting on my headphones because I know you're gonna play the audio.
Do you want to see this? No, I'm not.
Don't lie to me.
I'm not. I opened a new folder. So this guy is kind of the Bert of the golf world. His name is John Daly. I don't know if you ever heard of him. He's pretty famous. Check out what he goes through in a day. No. He goes through. You got to listen. It's over. I promise. Look, I'll fucking.
You've calculated that.
Okay.
You just got to hear this.
All right. Okay.
You've calculated that. You smoke up to 18,000 cigarettes a year.
is that Donald Trump?
I don't know if you're still smoking that much, but how long have you smoked that much for?
I started smoking when I was 19. Smoked for almost 29 years. I smoke about the same as the book, two and a half packs a day.
Any desire to stop?
No.
He looks good. I mean,
yeah. So this guy's like legendary for being like the partying golfer.
Okay.
He actually won some major events many years ago, but he had a lot of alcohol problems.
Sure. I mean, you can tell by the bloated face, the bad under eye bags, the red complexion, the white hair is really a nice touch to red skin. I mean, he looks like a walking bag of shit, so that's what I would expect. And then he drapes himself in the American flag jacket like a total lunatic. I mean, this guy looks so bad.
But
Jesus Christ.
How do you even consume that much soda in a day?
Ugh.
I used to drink anywhere from 12 to 20 Diet Cokes a day.
How?
I went to McDonald's 3-4 times a day. To me, they always had the best fountain Diet Coke.
They do.
I don't know, because I don't drink water. I hate water.
Okay.
I cannot stand to drink water.
You don't drink water at all?
No, Rich Beam and some of the guys, they call me the camel because I don't drink water. I never drink water on tour.
That means, that even means on those hot days when they're out on the golf course, walking a golf course and it's 95 degrees out, takes fucking 3.5 hours. And he's just like, hey, dude, hand me a Diet Coke.
Dude, his piss has to be like brown.
Oh, his insides just have to be a fucking ashtray, I'm sure, man. All of it.
How old is he? 40?
How often did you used to eat McDonald's?
Older. Quite a bit.
I like McDonald's.
You know, Burger King, McDonald's, Taco Bell, all of them.
I mean, what's quite a bit?
I used to be able to eat like 2 Big Macs, 2 or 3 cheeseburgers, chocolate shake, a regular Coke back then, before I started drinking Diet Cokes.
Diet Coke's very healthy.
In a sitting pretty easily.
In a sitting?
Mm-hmm. In a sitting?
Damn, homie.
He said 2 Big Macs, a couple cheeseburgers, milkshake, and a Coke.
How's he so skinny from that?
He's not that skinny. He's just a little deceptive right now, the angle position.
He looks
terrible.
What
was your diet when you won the British Open?
I don't think it was that bad. I think when I won the British, I was only like 225.
I thought you were eating like the whole British Open. You were downing like multiple packs of M&M's and chocolate cookies and chocolate muffins. And
oh, yeah. What's wrong with that? But I only weighed like 225 when I won the British. But see, I wasn't drinking,
Oh, yeah. This guy's a golfer.
Yeah.
This just goes to show like how little athleticism is involved in golf.
Jeez. Yeah, well, they're really skilled, but yeah, you could be a piece of shit. Like,
right, like baseball, too. Can't you be kind of a slug?
You can be if you could do that one thing really well. Yeah.
And didn't you have that joke?
Yeah.
Bowling, darts.
bowling, poker, and darts. I think the triple crown of lazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see.
God, I mean, this guy's just got a death wish.
You got to see this guy. You really.
But I get it. I like McDonald's. I really do. I like that shit, too.
Yeah. Ugh. This is him. I mean.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he's a mess, man. Yeah. But he's a known mess. I mean, look at that. That's a hooshy.
Big hooshy belly. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Real drink.
Oof. Yeah. And the hair doesn't help, you know.
What he was known for was just, like, crushing a ball, too. You'd do it 350-yard drives. That's a fucking...
He is the Bert of the golfing world.
Oh, he totally is. I wish Bert smoked. I really do.
This guy is just a walking turd.
He even got Bert played golf shirtless a few times.
Hmm.
I mean, that's not a good look.
That's not a good look.
No. Ugh. No. Yeah, he's the party guy, you know, the party guy.
You know, I mean, and that is a cute thing until you're this guy's age, and then it's not cute, then you're just suicidal, you know.
Right. Yeah. Well, Bert's trying to, you know, change. I mean, he ran a fucking half marathon this
weekend. I heard.
I really was hoping he'd get hurt, but he did finish.
He finished.
Yeah, he finished in like a decent time, too.
It's amazing.
I know.
I've never run anything like that.
A half marathon?
I would never do it. Couldn't pay me.
I mean, let's be honest, a half marathon ain't shit. You know,
okay, how many miles is it? 13.1. That's a lot.
No, it's not. It's a marathons are what's up. You're running a half marathon?
Okay.
I mean, that's what you're talking about?
I've never run 13 miles consecutively in a day. Have you?
Hey, man, let's play some half-court basketball. Why? There's a full court here.
Okay.
I mean, we're doing halves now?
Sounds like you're throwing down the gauntlet.
I'm just saying that ain't shit. That's all I wanted to say. That's it. See what else he asked him.
Damn.
When Coach Lloyd took over, he says, you're going to lose at least 60, 70 pounds before you play for this golf team. And I weighed like 230, maybe 235.
God, well, eyes. And then in addition to that, you hated cigarettes at the time. Mm-hmm. But didn't he start you smoking cigarettes?
He used to smoke Marlboro Lights. And he said, just start smoking. Here, have a cigarette.
That's what a coach told him. A coach told him to start smoking.
His eyes are so puffy. You know what I mean? They look bulgier, and it's just from toxins.
Oh, yeah, man. This guy's really been through it.
Like, the puffiness is really, the bloat. I mean, the guy is so bloated.
I'm almost 5'11". I'm supposed to weigh 184 pounds at my height. I just don't see it. I'm big boned. You know, I'm not a skinny bone. I have somewhat big arms, big legs. It'd be hard for me to feel healthy at 184 pounds.
Yeah. I've heard that before.
I like how he cuts his bangs, too. It's like what your mother used to put a bowl on your head and then cut around the bowl.
Didn't you get a bowl cut?
Of course.
And did she 70s. Do it with an actual bowl?
My mother was a hairdresser.
Oh, she was?
So, oh, yeah. Before, I think in Canada, she was cutting hair and in the U.S. So she knew. She went to cosmetology school.
You've got to see this. You're going to die.
Yeah.
So this guy is outside a club and he sees alleged piece of shit R. Kelly. And this guy's got some mental problems, but he's like a big fan. So
it's a conundrum.
Let me just tell you something. I started listening to music like about six or seven years ago. When I was a kid, I played a lot of video games, okay? Mm. Okay, that's what I did more. You know, I mean, the music began.
Sing a song, bro.
I believe I can.
Yeah, sing that.
No, I can't.
So he had.
Yeah. He's touched.
Autistic.
Artistic?
Yeah. Well, it's funny that you...
Seriously, man, I can't sing anything, man, okay?
I believe I could fly. I believe I could touch the sky. I think about it every night and day.
So...
He's a better singer than I am.
Well, yeah, and here's the thing. The big reveal is that...
Spread her wings and fly
he's
away.
Singing that to R. Kelly. I believe that you
have... Oh, my God.
Touching the sky.
Oh my God.
Smoking on that Percocet. Nigga, where you going? Tell me what's next. I believe that you blow.
Oh shit.
So I guess he posted this.
Hilarious.
People were really mad because that fan that was just singing there is autistic.
Yeah.
And so people got really upset that he was basically mocking him, saying that he's high. So then.
Okay.
Now people want to say I'm making fun of people with autism. Totally not true.
Autism.
I don't think he was making. I think he was laughing
having
with
fun. Well, yeah.
Yeah, he was clowning the kid, but in a positive way. I don't
all
see
these
that being
scandals.
Mean.
If you want, I don't have time to go into the full depth of it.
Yeah.
But if you really want to feel like somebody is allegedly a repugnant piece of shit,
yeah.
you should read in depth about R. Kelly.
Yeah.
The case made for him being a horrific human being is pretty substantial.
Yeah.
Like we're talking borderline, or actually just go ahead and call it. Allegedly, I have to keep saying that.
Sure.
Kidnapping.
Yes, I've heard these stories.
Like mind control, taking phones away from people, giving them orders of when they can bathe, go to the bathroom, set like, and there's like, it's not like once, like as if that's, you know, not a lot, but like many, many cases.
Oh, it's been over the years from what I've heard. Of, and into he's into the 15-year-old stuff.
And here's the other thing.
A whole bunch.
These are, this is not like an underground thing. These are published things, but I've never seen nothing really. I mean, he did have obviously that serious case that he beat. But then what I'm talking about is even since then, and it's documented in newspapers.
Maybe he's throwing some cash at it. I don't know.
I'm sure he's throwing some cash at it. He's also throwing some cash at those rings.
I was just going to say, can I ask you something? Since I feel like you're more familiar with this culture than I am. What's the deal with black dudes wearing two diamond earrings? Do you understand? Like, I thought one was cool, but I thought two meant you're gay. Like, that's gay.
No.
Or in any culture.
No. It's all about doubling up on it. It's been that way for a while.
But I feel like, what kind of black guy wears the two earrings versus the one? Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, the one thing I feel like hasn't been a thing in 25 years.
Oh, really? So it's been two, and I just haven't noticed.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And then like the bigger the diamonds are, like the, you know, these dudes are just straight up stunting on people right now. Like those are big. Look at the size of those.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
And like some dudes will buy the fake ones just because, like, who knows?
We were talking about this the other day.
Yeah.
You're like, the guy in the mall isn't wearing like real jewels.
No.
I didn't know that.
You go out and you see like people usually with crazy jewelry, there's a 99% chance that it's fake, you know?
Yeah.
But then if you're R. Kelly and you have R. Kelly money, there's a possibility of two things. One, that he has the real thing, but like keeps it in a safe and uses it when he feels like this is a special event, and then he'll use the fake, or that it's just always real, you know?
I bet it's always real. This guy's got so much money.
He's got a shitload of money.
He's very talented.
He is.
Yikes.
He's very talented, yeah. But like the double earrings thing, and I think especially...
His teeth are nice.
In the last 10 years, the fusion, the coming together of hip hop and pro sports has been about like, and like when being flashy has become like more celebrated, maybe the last 15 years, you see it a lot more. You see double massive diamond earrings on.
I've seen it on that.
Yeah. You see it on rappers, you know, hip hop, you know, you see it on producers, you see it on pro athletes.
Now the athletes, they don't wear it during the games, do they?
There's been guys that wear, usually you see necklaces during the game, like gold chains, you know, and usually it'll pop out, you know, like in football, they'll, after a play, you can see sometimes the necklace falls out and then they tuck it back in. Earrings, usually, no, that's a definite no. But like, then there's this football player, Julio Jones, who, I guess he was wearing his crazy diamond earrings when he was out on a boat and lost them. And then like
terrible.
Told people, like, if you can get them for me, I'll give you this much money, you know, to return them. They were $100,000 earrings.
Oh my goodness.
100 grand on earrings. So I don't know what, you know, how many carats that is, but that feels like too much to spend on earrings personally. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know.
It seems a little too much, personally.
Seems excessive.
His teeth are so nice.
I was coming from a club the other night, and, you know, I was tipsy, and everybody else was tipsy. It was about 2 o'clock in the morning. That's what time the club closed. And there was a guy coming up to me like a fan, you know, and didn't seem like he had autism to me at all.
He wasn't. You couldn't tell he was an artist at all? don't think he had autism.
Was it dressing all creatively?
Like an artistic guy? Artistic guys, I have all kinds of backgrounds.
And I apologize to him if he did, but he was pure drunk to me. And he was singing my songs, and, you know, the security had to get him up off of me a couple of times because he was coming a little bit too close. But it was all good. You know, I welcomed the guy, played with the guy, joked with him like I do everybody.
Yeah.
That's what I saw. I actually saw it being in the spirit of him having fun with the kid. And
I believe that you have.
Yeah, he didn't have to, like, play with that guy. He was being fun.
Yeah.
That was cool. I thought it was cool as shit.
I give a guy $100 on the streets, and the next morning they say I gave him $3. you know, it's just too much, guys. Yeah. You know, let me do my work. And it's obviously people trying to blackball me and destroy my career. I understand that, but, you know.
But then, just like our favorite lyricist,
I got this one thing I say. I don't tell God about my problems. I tell my problems about my God.
Okay.
I love my fans. I thank y'all for supporting Kales. Continue to if you want to. To all of the haters, I love you because you inspire me.
F the haters.
F all the haters.
Use them as fuel, inspiration.
Or forgive all the haters.
Forgive all the haters. Oh my God, I got to make that call.
Okay.
I got to make that call, Gene.
Make that call.
Make that call. Make that call. Make that call. All right, we got to close out the show. Don't forget, huge sale in the merch store. Machines Within, Santa Claus stuff. Santa Claus wears jeans, hats, sweaters. A bunch of stuff out. If you haven't seen Mother and Fury yet on Netflix, check it out. Christina P, her very first Netflix one-hour special. And yeah, we'll see you at the live shows. Anything else, Gene?
No. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you next week. Bye, Gene.
Meow.
Be glassy. Jeans stay high and tight cause I never be sagging. All white lamb when I whip through the traffic. More moose soup, yep, thank you for asking. Terminator gun ain't shit you could tell me. Always do it big like bird crash belly. F all the haters don't fuck up my pronouns. These are zen but I ask for it goes down. For it goes down. You already know that my farts got the cream. Married my mom, got divorced in a week. Shout out to Ellison, shout out to Pete. Shout out to Bristol for ranking my shits. Come when I hug, tell a bye, then I dip. Get fucked by a ghost every time I do drugs. Stay holding my farts every time I make love. The fuck you doing, man? I got diarrhea, I got diarrhea. The fuck you doing, man? I got diarrhea, I got diarrhea. The fuck you doing, man? I got diarrhea, I got diarrhea. Taking sevens all day. You feel me, know what I'm saying? I'm poly and bi. Fluid gender, I can hardly decide. I'm poly and bi. Or fluid gender, I can hardly decide. I'm poly and bi. Or fluid gender, I can hardly decide. I'm poly and bi. Bump in your mom's house in a car when I ride.